Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Paulistic Behind the Curtain, our opportunity to look at the world of theater and the arts. And today we open the show with, well, whatever I'm asked for my favorite musical, I'm sorry, it's my go-to, Fiddler on the Roof, which I saw as a kid back in 1964, 65, something like that, as Zero Mostel toured the country. And of course, the famous movie from the early 70s. But now you get to see it at Music Theater Works with many of the people, all the people who are joining me here now. There's even more of them because it's a very large cast. But let me introduce you to the cast of Fiddler on the Roof that's going to be playing from only August 7th to the 17th up at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts up in Skokie, where I grew up. And joining us, Tevye himself. You can't do this kind of interview if you're not talking to Tevye. And Sam Natchison is joining us. And Sam, you, in addition to this role, I recently saw you. You were the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors and Brands and the producer. You've got some great roles, and add this to it. It's probably one of the pinnacles, I would imagine, of the shows that you're doing. And as your wife, Mitzi Smith, you're no stranger, actually, to Fiddler on the Roof, right? You've done this one before, not this role, but you've done this show before, and you were also in Beautiful, which is what a great show that is. And then we have the girls, at least three of the five, so the main ones maybe, as we'll talk. So joining us, Ed Seidel, Madison Uphoff, born in Wisconsin. Good place. I love that. I pulled that out of your degree. Thought that was sort of nice. And lots of theater for all of you. Background: Alyssa Newcorn, who plays Huddle, and Madison Jaffe Richter, who plays Chava. Welcome to all of you. I love this show. Sam, let me come to you, because this is a show about tradition, about life. But the truth is, it's a show, especially in the times we live in now, some would argue, that turns tradition on its head.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So give us a little bit about what Fiddler on the Roof, or the three people who don't know what it's about. Tell us about Tevye the Milkman and why we're talking to your daughters and wife, who kind of control your life.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to say. This show is the classic musical. I mean, it is a household name in Jewish homes and in non-Jewish homes. And for Jewish people, this show has really transcended a musical. It's like scripture. You know, it's sacred to many Jews, and it is the quintessential Jewish experience. You get everything in it, and Tevye is like the King Lear of musical theater. He goes through every emotion, and so it was wonderful when it came out, and it's still wonderful and it's timeless.
And of course, the daughters each have their own story. Of course, Sunrise Sunset, a classic song, Mitzi, from the show itself. You'd be hard pressed to go to a Jewish wedding and not have that play, either when the bride's walking down the aisle or something else, except for my daughter, who was married a few weeks ago and wouldn't do that, did some country western song. That's another issue we'll talk about in therapy. But Mitzi, let's talk about the world of Golda, because, you know, Tevye, he wants to run the house, but I think I'm putting my money on Golda in making the decisions.
Yes, behind every great man is a strong woman, and that is Golda. And I feel so enthusiastic about having an opportunity to play her and to demonstrate a really powerful woman who cares deeply for her family. Side note, I did not have Sunrise Sunset at my own Jewish wedding, but I've worked that out as well. And as a mother, a Jewish mother, it's a gift to get to bring my own experience to this role.
Each of the daughters, and there are two that are not with us, they're young, they're sort of there, but you are the daughters who really give your father a challenge here, as to whether he's going to stick with tradition or break with tradition. I just want to have each of you characterize for our audience what challenge your character brings to your father, and obviously maybe perhaps to the Jewish community and to the world of tradition. Madison, you played Seidel, the oldest daughter, so we have to get you married off, because that's really right. Goodness knows that we have to find you a match. But who do you end up with? It's not who they have picked for you.
Yeah, well, Seidel's the oldest, and she's been in love since childhood, with her dear friend Model, who's the tailor. And I think that the challenge that she brings to Tevye being the eldest is that he's obviously raised with Golda, five very independent women that are not necessarily ready to just stoop to whatever norm they've all swallowed. And so being the oldest, Seidel being in love is the first to really go for something that is not tradition, not custom. Usually you're paired up with a matchmaker. Seidel knows that whoever Jente finds, the matchmaker, and specifically in this case, when she's paired up with the butcher who's older than her father, that she has to fight for the love that she has. And so it's the first time where he slowly gets worn down by all of his daughters asking for these things, but Seidel is the first to question that belief in him, and I think that kind of shatters everything. Even if it's customary that she still grows up to live with the family and she raises a baby with the family, but she breaks out at the very beginning.
And by the way, Sam, for each of these daughters, Tevye has to ask the question, well, on one hand, but on the other hand. And that's a question when we listen to Tevye answer it as he does today, we're going, well, yeah, that's the right answer, Tevye. But back when this show is supposedly taking place in the early 1900s, Tevye is quite the groundbreaker in making the decisions that he makes on behalf of his daughters.
Oh yes, and that's the whole purpose of the show. It is the balance between tradition and what is safe, and potentially what is the right thing to do, and how to honor the people that you love the best.
And Alyssa, as Huddle, you bring a different problem to him because, today, of course, every woman is as educated as any man, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But back in those days, you weren't supposed to be. And yet, who enters your life that really creates turmoil for your father?
Yeah, I mean, following in Seidel's footsteps, I feel like she's a very stubborn person. I think that Tevye probably sees a lot of himself in Hoddle. She's very outspoken, but kind of like Tevye, she works through fear of the unknown, and she meets Perchik. And Perchik is a revolutionary. He is, he's gone to university and he is educated, and it kind of battles her a little bit, but in a intriguing way. And she really values people who value themselves. And so she finds a match in Perchik. And I think to your earlier question with how does it come up against Tevye and what he's known, I think he sees just how passionate Hoddle is about not only this person, but about taking a really scary action to fight for her family and to fight for her community. No spoilers, but making a really hard decision in Act Two on behalf of her community.
Yeah, she challenges whether she can be far from the home she loves. What a good title for a
Absolutely.
song.
Yeah.
Madison, as we get to Chava, perhaps you, well, you're not the youngest of the five, but you're the youngest of the three. You present the greatest challenge for your father. A challenge maybe today that parents would go, eh, but back then, that was a family breaker.
Yeah, absolutely. It's heartbreaking. Hava watches her two older sisters for through the first act, and I think she greatly looks up to both of them and respects both of them. And you can see her sort of taking it all in through the first act and being a great observer, so that when it's finally time for, her turn to meet someone that makes her feel things and challenges her brain, she feels bold enough to run with her heart. However, it's so heartbreaking because Fiedka, the man that she encounters, is not Jewish. And so asking to, or deciding to have a relationship with him really requires Tevye to cut ties, which is quite sad.
Yeah, I mean, disown a daughter if that's what you have to do. And back in that day, that's what you do. You can see the show to see how it comes out here. Sam, the music, I want to ask you and Mitzi about the music in the show is just the best. It's absolutely incredible. Sheldon Harnick recently passed away, having lived such a long life. Is there any particular song in this show that you find the most challenging? And you don't get to say "If I Were a Rich Man" because I know that's your dream. But when you're interacting, you have songs with each of your girls too, and your wife.
Yes.
Is there anything that really moves you to get through it as you as your character struggles?
I think that Tevye's monologue and Tevye's rebuttal, the songs that he sings as he's chastising his daughters and moving through all the stages of grief, through anger and bargaining, as he grapples with the requests that they're making of him. The emotional arc in those songs is extremely challenging but very rewarding. So those are the hardest but also my favorite parts of the show.
Mitzi, I feel as though the world of Judaism sometimes lives through the songs that I'm going to say Golda is chairing. And I have songs like Sabbath Prayer in my mind. In other words, they're for the cast, they're for other people, but I tie Golda to it. And I always find myself watching Golda's eyes and face during songs like Sabbath Prayer and during Sunrise, Sunset. Do you feel the emotion that I feel when I watch those numbers?
Wow, Paul, we must be so connected. I do. To me, that song is deeply meaningful because Shabbat is the most important holiday in Judaism, and it is the most repetitive holiday because we celebrate it every Friday night at sundown. And yet, it's an opportunity each week to connect with the spirituality and the religion. And that moment in the show is simple, and simple, I mean, beautiful. It is not a big dance number, right? Like some of the other great production numbers. It's really a moment where the cast is calm. And as an actor, I really love it because we're all like very close, in close proximity to one another. And I hope it's a moment for the audience too to really connect and feel a sense of what Shabbat is supposed to bring, which is peace.
Very much so. And it's just so beautiful. We'll see how it's done on the stage of Music Theater Works, but it is such a beautiful number to watch. And at this point, people have either seen it in production recently, most recently Drury Lane. But it's, and you were in that, right? So just very, very powerful, very interestingly done there. The director, the music director that you're working with, and a lot of you have worked with them before. I know you have. Sam, let me come to you just for a moment on this. Walter Stearns, man, he can just play that stage and work that cast. Talk to me a little bit about the, and I'll have all of you kind of chime in. How has Walter and Eugene handling the music, which is so critical to this show? How are they working with you as a cast to build the relationships?
Walter and Eugene are amazing. I love them to pieces. I most recently worked with them on The Producers, which is another Jewish show.
Yeah, Mel Brooks
And
got to be
it is
there.
extremely different, and the tone is very different. But it was it, it's interesting going from playing Franz to playing Tevye within 1 year. It is a lot of whiplash. Walter and Eugene are wonderful. They have a lot of natural chemistry with each other. Obviously, they're married, but they also work brilliantly together. They can kind of read each other's minds, and it's just wonderful. I mean, they're endlessly creative and kind and smart, and it always feels like you're just hanging out with a couple friends when you're working with them. They're wonderful.
Yeah, and Eugene is just so youthful and just so sort of right, just kind of. And I say this with love, as like childlike in terms of his being just so fun to be around. And but he's certainly got his serious side and his great talent. Madison, let me ask sort of the daughters here. How did you all work to build a relationship? Because you know when we see the number Matchmaker, it's your younger sisters who are giving you crap, and getting you scared and working you up. But yet you are the oldest daughter. Talk about the relationship between Seidel and her other sisters, and how maybe how Walter helped develop that.
Yeah, well, I loved these ladies from the very start. I feel very lucky that I was placed in such an incredible family. And yeah, from the very first day, I think when you have a story like this that you're all gathered to tell, I think that there's a certain level of companionship off the bat. But we've developed this a lot, and I think you're right. I think that the younger sisters are they're trying to scare me just as much as I then turn around and try to scare them about the reality of the situation.
Oh yeah, more so.
And Walter's been great with developing that. I think honestly, just the trust that he has in the things that we're doing, we've been able to just play with it. And I love these people so much that, like, it's just coming together. And it feels really great too to have the freedom to explore things like that. And then through just the genuine feeling, and everybody is so present that whatever is coming out is feeling really, really great so far.
Yeah. Alyssa, does Huddle have middle sister syndrome at all? Again, I know there's five, but what we really see on stage is there's, what's going on with Seidel and the choice she has to make and how she gets what she really wants in life. And she does come to learn what's going on with her younger sister. So, she knows what's happening. What is Huddle's place among the sisters?
Yeah, I mean, I think she does look up to Seidel a lot. For a lot of things, she trusts her implicitly. And I feel like that middle child syndrome of looking up to your older sibling, but feeling very protective of not just Maddie's character, Chava, but also Sprinza and Bilka. Like, I feel mo almost motherly to them as well, and that I'm also setting an example. So it's that push and pull of playing, bo of doing both jobs as Hoddle. And yeah, just to tag off of Madison, I think there's just such a level of protection among all of the sisters that has really built over the last month or so that we've been in rehearsals, not just as humans and actors, but our characters are just so trusting of each other and protective of our hearts, for sure.
And Maddie, now I realize we call you Maddie. So in your role as Chava, one of the things, during the pandemic, Porchlight Music Theater did a thing where they had various people sort of record songs and do different numbers. And I had the pleasure of doing a little celebrity thing, and doing Chava's ballet sequence was the number that I recorded for them. Add that to the list of the numbers that bring me to tears. Just as you watch Tevye have to deal with that and Chava. But talk to me about, again, the challenge you bring, which is, we can say this. I mean, Fiedka is not Jewish, and bringing somebody to your father, it's one thing to bring them the teacher, and you might have to do something, and the tailor isn't as successful as Laser Wolf, the butcher, and all that. But you take him to the brink. But you're among the youngest. I mean, of the marryable daughters. How does Chava struggle with that? Where does Chava find it in her to basically be the one, the youngest of the three, but she's the one that's going to break the most solemn tradition?
So sad. It's so sad, especially because I think Chava feels such a close connection to her entire family, but it's mentioned that she has a very special bond with Tevye, and so having to grapple with that, I think that having watched her two older sisters sort of carve their own path gives her the boost to be able to do that herself and to not fall into just the norms that everyone's expected to do, but it's definitely tough. And we're doing that number this week, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Sam, that moment when you have to make that decision, and for people that haven't seen it, we'll see the decision you make in that show is just so just tearing to
Devastating.
what it's very, very difficult. But Mitzi, Golda, as I said, is the rock and the strength of this family. And while Tevye likes to think he is, the truth is she is. Talk to me about Golda, because look, you have the very same challenges. He tries to hide some of these things from you, but you find it all out. Golda's strength is amazing. Is she ahead of her time? Is she a woman really of a much later generation, or is she somebody who just believes so much in family that it is what it is?
I think Golda is a really accurate representation of women in the Bible and in Judaism. And women are very highly respected and regarded in Judaism. They have a level of spirituality that the man doesn't have. And so I think she is a traditional and a biblical and a forward thinker all in one. And it's one of the reasons why it's one of the most exciting roles I've had the opportunity to play. And for people who don't know that about Judaism, I hope they get an opportunity to see that women are empowered in Judaism and really regarded and respected. And as somebody who is often categorized as outspoken. It's freeing to bring her to life and to have her power be appreciated. And her dynamic with Tevye is relatable.
I think so. And by the way, when you think of the, I toyed with whether to have the daughters, which makes perfect sense, or the son-in-laws, you know, and which group to talk about. Let me have you chime in on them for a moment. So, Maddie, when you're dealing with, do you go by Maddie too? Is everybody Maddie or just what we Madisons? I don't know. I just go with Madison. I don't
Both
know.
have been like,
We
we would
both will
prefer her
answer to
Madison.
both.
You both answer to both. Okay. Seidel, you know, when you think about it, your betrothed, he's not a strong, he wants to be a strong character, but he fits right in with the world of the Tevyes and the Laser Wolves and the whatever, right? You can see him getting older and being one of them going forward. Is that what intrigues you about Muttle? What brings you to Muttle?
Oh, so many things. working with Nathan, our model, has been just a dream come true. I think that the fact that they've had such a long relationship, they've grown up together. I think they've really woven each other as they've grown. They have become older. They have learned about themselves through each other. And I think that Seidel, being the oldest, being responsible for much of her family, I think that she is still really drawn to that tradition, even though she's the first to break out of the complete norm. I think that she wants that stability for herself. She sees the love between her parents, even if it's fraught with a couple of other things. She wants that for herself. She sees that in Model, who, while not the strongest figure out there, we really do see him grow throughout the show. I think that he comes into himself in a way that is why Seidel is there. And Walter said very early on that they're a couple that very much builds each other up, and they are there to help each other see what they can't see in themselves. And I think that's a really wonderful part about these roles, is that Model is just the purest heart, and I think that she can absolutely see a family with him. She can see that family becoming all of the beautiful things in her own family, the closeness, the responsibility. And so I think, yeah, so let me count the ways.
Yeah, and Alyssa, I think for Huddle, I mean, the difference between her to find Perchik, and I, at least your understudy for Perchik, David Ganoski, is a friend of mine, so tell him I said hi. But that being said, it's different for you, right? You're not, this is not anybody here. This is somebody who comes into town and you get intrigued by him and all that. I think he represents that sort of future look, forward looking and futuristic for women, right? I mean, your mom is probably very proud of what it is you're attracted to, even though you're ahead of your time.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that she's a very stubborn, Huddle's a very stubborn person, also like her mother and her father, both Golda and Tevye, very outspoken. And she finds that in somebody that I don't think she's found in maybe a man that or a boy in Anatevka, where they live, as much. Maybe in some of the older men, but not as much in the boys her age. And I think when she meets Perchik, who comes into this town and just kind of like Yenta in a way, like a tornado, in his own way, Jacob, who plays Perchik, who's unbelievable, he meets her spirit. And in a similar way, working with Walter on both of our characters, Perchik and Hoddle, we find a yin and yang, where we both are spirited people, but Hoddle comes to it from a heart, and he comes into it from the mind, and it just clicks immediately. And there's an excitement, I think, about Perchik and Hoddle, because it's kind of tense. And they're both, again, very outspoken. So when that relationship comes to fruition, you can feel it on stage, but also I think the audience will really feel that, like, that excitement about them.
Yeah. And Chava, I have to ask what Jay Leno said to Hugh Grant. What are you thinking? I mean, Is Fiedka just hot? I mean, what is it that reaches out to you to say, I want this guy? Because there is nothing, he's Russian, everything about him, and of course, really, he, in many ways, he represents all that this show is about, everything that is forbidden, everything that should not be touched, everything that shouldn't be there. And yet, here you are, basically the youngest, crossing those lines. What is Chava thinking?
Oh man. Well, she's not buying it from the jump. He certainly, Fiedka, played by Jake, who's phenomenal, and we have so much fun together. Fiedka has to work at it a little bit because she sees him as a Russian man and who associates with a group of men who were previously not very kind to her and didn't respect her. And so, as he's trying to strike up a conversation, she's very much like, no, no, thank you. And then he pulls out the book card because Hava's a big reader and he's seen her in the bookstore and tries to appeal to her mind. And I think that that's when the switch goes off, for me at least, that I can sort of start to engage in conversation, and that's how the attraction starts.
Yeah, and maybe he's hot. I don't
Well,
know.
of course,
You're the
that
young
too.
one. He's got to be in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
And Sam, the other thing is, I think the Fiddler on the Roof, as it plays now, even more potent for people to watch it now, given all we are living through. I'm not turning us to a political conversation, but the power of this show has to resonate now. It is about anti-Semitism. It is about, it raises questions about why are people this way? What is, and Tevye asked that question, right? Can't we? Tevye tries to get along with everybody, even the constable, even people that who are your enemies, but not to Tevye. He doesn't understand why there isn't peace.
Yes, well, it's a show about anti-Semitism, and it's in its nature, it is a show about Judaism, and Judaism in its essence is joy in the face of sorrow and tragedy. All of our scripture is about our oppression and about how we survived again and again and again through trials and tribulations of biblical, no pun intended, biblical scale,
Yeah.
and those challenges persist to this day, which is why Fiddler on the Roof is evergreen. It will always be relevant.
And Mitzi, if Tevye is put in the position of having to deal with all that he's just talking about, you all are. But for Golda, it seems to be that underlying all of this, the power and the strength is in the family.
Absolutely. I mean, that is her North Star, and with them is her home, as opposed to a physical place, which is also really a lesson in Judaism. I also really hope that audiences in the surrounding area feel so welcomed who are not Jewish to share in our story. Because allyship and understanding and appreciation of differences is also an aim of theater and storytelling. And we as a company have really talked about, we hope this is an opportunity for positive impact and for everyone to feel welcome, and to learn something and to share. And Judaism is about questioning why.
Yeah.
And that's also, I think, why this story is ever relevant. And your questions also have been so thoughtful, and clearly you are a very big fan of Fiddler, so we've really lucked out. But I very much, and I think we all do, we really appreciate this opportunity you've given us to share our production of Fiddler.
Well, first of all, thank you for that. And I do believe that this show means a lot today. It has deeper meaning today. Immigration, deportation. You just look at all the things that are going on, and this show speaks to all of that. Now that Shalom Aleichem would have understood that, well, no, maybe he would have understood that back when he did, but he may not have understood it in today's environment. But the messages are there, and I can't wait to see how it is produced, how it is put on stage here, so that it will resonate, just as you say, Mitzi, with audiences in very current and different ways. I also now know that since Sam clearly grew that beard, I would not be taking the role of Tevye because I would not be growing that because of my TV show and stuff. I would be gluing it on and they probably wouldn't go for that. So now I can feel more relaxed that you have the role and I don't. Maybe I should have gone for Yenta. I don't know. I should have done something in this show. But anyway, my thanks to all of you for being with me and give my warm regards to everybody else in the cast. I can't wait to see this show. If only it were running longer, but it's August 7th through the 17th. So you only have a few chances to see it. Get your tickets at musictheaterworks.com. It's at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts. Free parking. So there is that. And you just don't want to miss it. It's so great when this show is brought back. It deserves to be brought back as it has ever since 1964, when it first premiered. Thank you all for being with me.
Thank you.
And break
Thank
legs
you.
All. And thank you for watching us here on Behind the Curtain. We'll see you next week.